for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of this congregation, for the beauty of each one of you, right here, right now. We are making room for our future. That's what we're doing. Reverend Lydia said, you will each be asked to be part of this legacy building time in our fellowship. Or maybe that was in the section where she went off script. I don't know. You know, my work here as your assistant minister ends on June 30th. I know. But I wanted to be part of this legacy. I want to be part of this, what you're building here. Okay. Can you use this? Don, can you get this? No. Okay. How about it? Yes? Yes? Hold on.
Not yet.
So, my ministry ends on June 30th, but I wanted to be part of this legacy, of this building, of this bigger space, holding more love and holding more potential and energy for this world. So I've donated to the Capital Campaign to continue to build this powerful community, to continue to build the waves of love that we hold here and send out. Now, your order of service says we've got a commissioning and a covenanting to do, but first we've got some acknowledging and some honoring to do. And I know I'm not going to get everyone because there are so many people that have been working so hard already to build this.
Okay.
Especially since I have to leave this thing on, you know, which I'd rather just rip it off right now. So many people have been working so hard for months already to make the combined campaigns a success. Months of what was called the quiet phase. And that has given us a tremendous start on this enormous task we have ahead of us. So Larry Sherwood, Chuck Hensel, and Beth Hensel are the tri-chairs of the combined campaigns. The three of you come up. Larry and Chuck and Beth. Yes. Thank you. And now we want to invite up those early phase stewards, the ones who worked in the quiet campaign since January trainings and have visited many of you already and have raised quite a bit towards our goals. Will those of you who were early phase stewards come on up? Yes. Thank you for giving so much of yourself towards this congregation and this campaign. Thank you. And now we have a whole new cadre of stewards trained and ready to go for this general phase of the combined campaigns. So if you have been trained and are ready to be a steward, come on up. Oh my gosh. Wow. Get someone to help you with that, Lydia. Wow. So Lydia is passing out the words to the covenanting that we'll be doing. You all that are sitting there, you have them in your orders of service. We're not quite there yet, but that's where they'll be. We'll also be projecting them up on the screen if you can see it. So first we commission. Yes, we need a little bit more room.
So you stewards, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to do this. You have been called up from the congregation to do this sacred work. To engage in holy conversations. Yes, individual conversations which by design continue to knit the fabric of our community as they help us make room for our future. Conversations which are countercultural, because these conversations are held in real time, face to face, in the same room. Conversations that resist the digital nature of so much of communication that happens these days. The human communication where you make eye contact, you see each other, you listen to each other, discover more about each other. That is sacred work. And we have a goal of 100% of the congregation being visited by a steward. 100%. Even the stewards, even you stewards, will be visited by a steward. So we commission you, stewards, for this profound work of building the congregation, of deepening relationship within the congregation, of building the beloved community. And you, the rest of the congregation, we ask you to covenant with these stewards. We ask you to honor and respect the work of these stewards. We ask you to support their commitment. We ask you to accept the visit. The conversations you have will be experiences of fellowship and sharing and love. There will be no pressure from your visiting steward about the resources that you pledge to this community. That's not what it's about. The majority of the visit will be getting to know each other better. Deep friendships have begun at these stewardship visits, and others have been deepened. Now, the words to the covenant are on your order of service, and they will also be projected up here if you can see them. So will you covenant with the stewards? We'll start with the stewards.
We stand before you, committed to doing our best to make our congregation's dreams come true. We ask each of you to connect with us and to help support our fellowship's mission and our vision. We commit ourselves with open hearts and helping hands to make personal connections and build beloved community with you. We commit ourselves to make time in our busy lives to accept the stewardship visit. We commit to prepare for the conversation. We commit to reflecting on our own resources and the value of We commit ourselves to listen generously and respectfully to your dreams and concerns. We promise to keep private what should be kept private. We promise to share only that information that you have asked us to share.
We commit ourselves to generosity of spirit and promise to support
And together, we commit ourselves to enjoy each other's company, to respect each other's ideas, perceptions, and beliefs, and to have a good time while raising funds to ensure the health of our congregation. We are making room for our future. Yes!
Thank you. So, how much money has been raised so far by these lead stewards? Are you curious? Yeah, well, we're inviting our kids to show us. I think I need a drum roll about now. I want the kids to come in with their silver balloons first, please. Silver balloons first. Where are those silver balloons? Not the numbers, not the numbers. The silver balloons. Oh, it was so planned out earlier, I'll tell you. And more drum roll. Where's those silver balloons?
There we go.
They're all connected. Bring all the round balloons up, please. Let's do it that way.
I don't know. Let's go see.
Somebody go help these kids. All the round balloons. Here they come. Bring them all up. Oh, each of these balloons represents $50,000. You see are for the operating budget, and the gold balloons are for the capital campaign. Now, I see you guys trying to count balloons and do math, but we've made it easier for you. Can we have the silver numbered balloons, please? Come on up, and you all can go. They need to go to the sides.
Funny seeing how to get them
but,
in order.
Oh. Okay, now.
Lydia will help.
And now we need Deanna to help these kids line up. Where's our five?
There.
You go right over here, number five.
Six.
Hold on. Number six, you come right here. We want to start at the end.
Silver eight.
Yeah.
Can I get a six on this side?
A six on this side.
And then a four next to Hank.
A four.
Okay, good.
And then a two.
And then a two.
And then our last two switch. There we go.
We have already raised $256,246 for a pledge goal of $410,000 for the operating pledge. And now we want you all to go down that side. Keep your order. Thank you. And the gold balloons, come on up. So our total goal for the capital campaign is $2.6 million. Are they in order already?
No. Almost.
They're in order now?
Almost. That's good.
Who can read that number? We have raised Can you see it? We have raised $2,132.865 already for this capital campaign. Keep them up, right, Deanna. Keep them up for 1 second.
There we go. Yeah.
Thank you for our cast of characters to help us share how much money we raised. That way.
As the board president, I have to interrupt this real quickly. Because we have another reason to celebrate. 10 years ago, in March of 2008, this congregation has installed the minister Lydia. called her, and the board would like to thank you for your
goodness.
Service, for putting in your soul and heart in everything you do, for bringing us your wisdom and your knowledge, and just being our shining light throughout everything.
Thank you so very much.
So we'd like to invite you for lunch, and we have some flowers.
Well, thank you very much. Very, very much. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Thank you. You are so beautiful. That was a lovely surprise.